Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, October 29th, 2019. It's my favorite time of year. I love the fresh autumn breeze that brushes past my face every time I go outside, and the fact that it's socially acceptable to run around in Freddy Krueger and Darth Vader masks. I'm a big fan of Halloween, and you can bet I'll be dressing up on Thursday night. The best part of this season is how it fosters a spirit of imagination. I enjoy seeing all the Harley Quinn and Harry Potter costumes every year, but I especially love the original outfits. One year, a friend dressed up in aluminum foil and said he was a baked potato. A few years ago, I wore a Just Do It t-shirt and went as Shia LaBeouf. If you haven't seen that YouTube video, please do yourself a favor and watch it right now. When Halloween rolls around, even some of the more uptight people dress up as Disney characters and stuff themselves with candy like a bunch of five-year-olds. It's as if the cultural atmosphere unlocks the creative spirit within them, and that spirit is contagious. I'm naturally drawn to storytelling and the creativity that comes with Halloween festivities, and this season reminds me that imagination is a particularly powerful tool for those of us with SMA. When you live with SMA or another disability, you are frequently made aware of your limitations and restrictions, and the disability stigmas that exist in our society. Those of us with disabilities need to harness our imaginative spirit throughout the year. While we have physical limitations, we can use our inventiveness to pursue careers, live independently, and figure out solutions to challenges such as disease progression. Recently, I had to think outside the box in a work situation. In my role as forums director for this site's parent company, BioNews Services, I work with moderators of patient and caregiver forums for various rare disease websites. I was talking to someone about becoming a co-moderator for our Cystic Fibrosis News Today forums, but trying to figure out a means of communication with her was a little challenging. I usually do Slack or phone calls with potential moderators, but this woman has extensive hearing loss and as such can't do audio calls. She then suggested using Slack to message back and forth, but I explained that because of my weakened muscles from having SMA, I'm unable to type fast when I'm at my computer. It's this kind of disability conundrum that would make for a great Saturday Night Live sketch. Fortunately, my imaginative and problem-solving skills were flowing in this situation. I said that I could switch to my phone and conduct our conversation over text. Since I can type much faster on my phone, this method worked out wonderfully. This is just one of many SMA-related incidents in which my imagination came in handy. Using one's creativity doesn't necessarily mean creating a painting worthy of Picasso or writing a novel. It can be as simple as figuring out solutions to everyday problems. So embrace the Halloween season and festivities, but remember to keep your imagination flowing all year round. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and blogger. I hope you've had a chance to check out the forums. We've had some great conversations going on. Recently, a community member shared about a scary moment she experienced the other night. Our wonderful community chimed in to give her support and advice. Kevin Schaefer also asked for advice regarding stomach issues he's been dealing with. We're glad he's feeling better, but if you have any suggestions or advice, feel free to join the conversation. This week's Monday Motivation topic was focused on activities that keep us occupied during the winter months. Kevin's go-to is books. I tend to binge-watch TV shows. My recent binge led me to post a topic about the history of SMA and infant screening. Are you familiar with how SMA was discovered? Find out more by heading on over to the forums, smanewstoday.com/forums. When you scroll down on the right-hand side, you can see a list of the newest topics, or simply search keywords to find a specific one. Have a great day, everybody!
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.